Well, the problem with another repeater is you need a pair, right? And in the Metro Detroit area, pairs are near impossible to come by. And you get on a waiting list, and eventually you might get one. I mean, you can get one eventually, but it takes a while. And and then you link them up, and now you're taking two resources, and you've kind of gobbled them up. Which, if they cover diversely different geographical areas, no big deal. But if they're overlapping, then it starts to become wasteful, particularly in a finite resource arena. So now voting, on the other hand, doesn't do anything. You have your transmitters at the site that you're licensed for, and then you can put receivers all over the cotton picking place. But doesn't do no good to have, like, I'd never put a receiver on the 2.6 in Richmond because I just don't cover, out that way. And the receiver would far, far outperform, the transmitter. But, I would put one in Mount Clemens, and that would bolster it up that way. Maybe put one down in Detroit, that would bolster it down that way for HD coverage and stuff, and then, maybe try to get something to the west or northwest or something like that. So one just improves its, your talking power. And also it allows me to do some creative things with the transmitter. I can turn it into a real gorilla as long as I've got the ears to hear, multiple receivers. So technically it's easier. It's just doing receivers. Well, actually it's not. Separate repeaters are easy. You just put them in, link them up. Receivers, you got to have a voting system of some sort, so there's that. And that was entirely too long of an explanation for a 50-cent question, got a $2 answer. So, sorry, I overspent.